News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hundreds of people gathered along O'Connell Street in Dublin city centre last night waiting for a hoax Halloween parade that never happened. I'm joined now by Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD. First of all, Gary, good morning to you. Tell us what happened. This rumour started online.
Good morning, Ciara. Good morning to your listeners. So from what I gather, a fake online account on TikTok started to put out information that there would be a Halloween parade along O'Connell Street. And lo and behold, hundreds
I've seen the pictures, yeah.
lined the route in expectation of this parade. And actually, I've spoken to a couple of people there. Apparently, the atmosphere was really brilliant. Apparently, there was just people having fun, but there was no parade. And then the guards had to put out a tweet, basically telling people to disperse.
Yeah.
So look, two ways of looking at that. Of course, the dangers of misinformation, and we need to obviously take that in mind. But then actually you get down to the more basics. People in Dublin clearly just want the Halloween
yes.
parade.
Yeah, well, I kind of laugh because I went, you know, when people talk about trick or treating, this was all trick and no treat. But wouldn't it be great if we had a nighttime parade in Dublin, Halloween? I mean, all spooky, kind of Mackness-y sort of thing. Wouldn't that be phenomenal?
I think that would be phenomenal. Actually, about 6 years, Mackness did have a parade, and I remember being there, and the streets were thronged. And you think about how they do these things in Mexico with the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
But Halloween's an Irish tradition.
So Halloween is ours. Why don't we own it?
Halloween is ours. Why don't we own it? Paddy's Day Mark II. And actually, yeah. Let's have a big parade. Let's get people in, make an annual thing of it. I think it could be amazing. And very clearly, the appetite is there.
Yeah. And do you know what else? Because there is so much, like, I don't know what age, you know, most people's kids who are listening is, but I have teenagers and they were out late and I was trying to follow them all on their phones on Find My iPhone and everything as they were, you know, gangs of teenagers with nothing to do hanging around. It's a recipe for a bit of trouble and it always freaks parents out. If there was something cool to go to that people, you know, that was organised, but it wasn't bonfire, it wasn't you know, cans in a field, wouldn't this be a good thing?
I think this would be a great thing. And, you know, then that means actually you can go into town with the teenagers. You might sure get away from you when you're there. But at least, you know, you have a reason to go in with them. But it also just gives the whole kind of city a direction where to go. Now, there'll be local events, obviously, because Dublin City Council are doing them
sure.
quite well at the moment. But for the older people, actually getting into town, seeing, kind of dressing up, partaking, I think it could be brilliant for the city.
Yeah.
Like, I do think Dublin City Council have taken on to do lots of really good local events. But actually, maybe the challenge for next year is to tap into that appetite, that demand for something bigger, spookier, and actually just representative of kind of Dublin and Halloween. I think it'd be brilliant.
Look, I think we'll ask our listeners, but I suspect many, many people will agree with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. That is Gary Gannon there, Social Democrat TD. Let us know what you think. If you were at the parade, that never was, we'd love to hear from you. But equally, should we have it?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.